It's a pretty good start through nine games for South Nottoway. South Nottoway goes into the Christmas break with a 7-2 record. Now, they have some key ones coming out of the Christmas break now. They also have what's a very deep Stanbury basketball tournament as well. Dustin Skoglund, head basketball coach of South Nottoway. Just got started with league play when we visited last and kept it going with a win against Nottoway Holt. You'd beaten Osborne, but beat Nottoway Holt 149-41 against a team that, you know, you said that their ceiling game is capable of giving a lot of teams some trouble because they just have those kind of athletes that are on the floor. Now, whether they're consistent or not, that's kind of another story. But what kind of Nottoway Holt team did you get that night and have to beat?
You know, I thought they were pretty focused. Obviously, you know, you talked about how athletic they are. I mean, they're top several are tremendously athletic. You know, and they'd come off a game I think they probably felt like they shouldn't lose on that Tuesday against Northeast. And they were focused. We were focused. You know, we're pretty close. That's a team we've always played. So there's a little bit of not a rivalry, big rivalry, but there's a familiarity, I guess, there between the boys. So it was a game that we were up for, and it was a physical, kind of grinded-out type of game, which you would have thought would have favored them. But we were able to do some big things, particularly the Farnan kid was in foul trouble, but the Freemire and the Harlan kids both stepped up and played big, and that was encouraging to see.
They beat West Nottoway that followed that following Tuesday, 153-32, against what looks like it's been a team. I don't know if they've won a ton of games, but it looks like they've figured out a way to stay in a lot of games this year.
Definitely, and they're very athletic through their top five or six guys. Some youth there, I think, so there's some mistakes that come with that. But it was probably the cleanest game we had played up to that point. We turned it over, I think, twice, which they didn't press or anything, so that's probably the way that should be. And we had a ton of assists, which is usually an indication you're moving the ball well. It was a game we felt really good about. Our guys that should score scored, and our guys that should play a high-end level defense did so. And I just thought it was a game that we came out and we played well in all aspects of the game and got a big win.
Tuesday night, another win, this time against North Nottoway, 151-25. And you hinted that at least that was West Nottoway game might have been the cleanest. I think you said cleanest to that point. I'm guessing because North Nottoway may have challenged that because you beat them pretty decisively too, and that's a team that's doing pretty good things record-wise.
Yeah, and it was, and you're right. We played an even cleaner game last night. And North Nottoway, Coach Shipman has a really good strategy where they kind of pack things in and they make you hit shots. And for some of us in small schools, those shooters are sometimes hard to find. So, we approached it with the mindset of we're not going to settle for these 15 and 17 footers that they're going to give us. We're really going to concentrate on getting the ball inside. We got two returning all conference forwards. So, there were times when it felt like we were forcing the ball into the paint, but I think it was the difference. You know, in some ways, the game, I don't know if you want to blame it on us or them. It definitely grinded down at times where they wouldn't step out and defend. But at some point in the third quarter, they switched to man, and that's obviously what we see the most. So, we didn't turn the ball over. We rebounded well. We got a lot of paint touches, and we were able to contain the Coleman kid. You know, he had 15. I think he averages close to 30. And Tristan Freemire did a tremendous job on him. When we took Tristan out with 2 minutes to go in the game, Peyton Coleman only had 9 points. So we felt like we did a good job there. He had a couple threes late before he went out. But he's a good player, and we really had the scheme to stop him, and I was really proud of our effort.
Well, if you offensively approached it that way, then that does take a certain degree of patience, particularly going against a zone. And if you're going to attack a zone that way, because generally, if you're going to do it, you really limit the possessions that you have, and that really takes a ton of discipline. Did you guys show that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's probably the first time really in some of these guys' career that I felt like we did that for an entire game. Especially when they'll let you have 15-footers, it's frustrating for the kids. You feel like the offense doesn't have any kind of consistent movement because those plays and sets that are designed to draw guys out of the zone to get the ball inside, they don't work because nobody comes out. So I thought discipline-wise, that was, like I said, the cleanest game that I've probably ever seen and been a part of with this group of guys. So it's encouraging. We've been able to do that now two or three games in a row, go out and execute a game plan and beat a couple of really good teams. So feel good about it going into the break.
And then the other thing that that sounds like it does is that in that type of game, a 6 or 8 point lead, while you know you're only 2-3 possessions away, it must feel like it's more, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially it puts the pressure back on them when you're not rushing shots, and that was kind of what we talked about. You know, we need to do what we can. Particularly in the first quarter, we emphasized we needed 8 to 10 paint touches for our two big guys collectively, and then if we did that, we felt like there was a pretty good chance that we would have somewhere between a 6 to 10 point lead, and I think it was 10 to 2 at the end of the first. And we felt like if we got in a situation like that, then we could really be patient on offense and put the pressure on them, particularly in the second half. We were only up 5 at half, but we came in the third quarter and we said, okay, we need a big run here. We need to get the ball in the paint. And if we do that and we get up 10 or 12, all of a sudden, you know, they'll start to feel the pressure, and that seemed to be what happened.
Well, things are rolling along for you pretty good right now, and it would seem like it's critical to continue that, probably knowing what you got back on the schedule coming after break, because you've played good teams to this point. You're going to start getting them back to back to back here in the first two, looks like the first 2 weeks of January for sure.
Absolutely. You know, we come out with Mount City and then Jefferson and then the Sanbury tournament. So on the boys' side of things, I think those are games that we can win, but those are games that are going to be very challenging. I think those are schools that are going to be in the conversation for the championship of this new conference. So I think the paint touches are important. We need to continue to do that, continue to stay that kind of display that kind of discipline. Particularly the last three games, we haven't hit any threes, which we kind of lived on for the first two games. So it's encouraging to know that we can win games and we can score the basketball without hitting some shots, because I do think those shots will eventually fall. We have a couple guys that can shoot the ball, and when that happens, I think we'll be pretty tough.
Dustin Skoglund's head basketball coach, South Nottoway.